Morkatan, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vav 1:6, and another Mishnah on dealing with the dead on Chol HaMoed. Ein chofren kuchen ukvaros b'moed. One may not excavate or dig out a kuch. A kuch is like a burial niche inside a crypt. As we described before, it's a place into which one would put that ossuary, the bone box, in the side of the wall. And a kever, in the context of a Mishnah here, is actually something more substantial than just a hole in the ground. It's like some structure above ground, like a mausoleum or even a small, you know, ohel that would like sit atop of where the person were buried. So those things may not be done on Chol HaMoed because they involve tircha meruba, a lot of work, and also some expertise, presumably, as a Maisa Oman. The truth is that preparing graves would fall into the category of tzarchei rabim, and therefore you would think they'd be permitted. But just like digging a well for the first time, since it both involves not just tircha, but also an expertise of a Maisa Oman, and because it won't be for use, as far as we know, on Chol HaMoed, therefore it becomes disallowed. Worth pointing out that if a person needs burial because Rachman Hassan, someone died on Chol HaMoed, then certainly the grave can be prepared and the person can be buried and there should not be any delay. But certainly we don't need to build some substantial structure for them on Chol HaMoed. Aval, says the Mishnah, however, mechanchen es kuchen b'moed. What one may do is prepare the kuchen, those burial niches, on Chol HaMoed. Here we're talking about that the exact dimensions of the burial niche aren't quite right, and therefore a person wants to make it a little bit bigger or smaller. That doesn't involve tircha meruba, says the Gemara. It's not excessive work, and since it's tzarchei rabim, it's for the needs of the people, so we have a place to bury people should and when we need it. That is permitted to be done. Va'osa nivreches b'moed, says the Mishnah. You also can make a nivreches. Now, nivreches, according to the Bar Tanura, is talking about like kind of like a shallow pool that you dig out near a spring in order to be able to launder clothing. The Bar Tanura understands, presumably, that the reason why that is brought up here is because since we're talking about, in the previous Mishnah, digging a bore, a hole in the ground, and then digging a grave, so also other digging would be digging this shallow pool for doing laundry, the nivrechet, from the word abrecha is like a pool. And therefore, since it here says you may do it because we're talking about a case where you need to have a place to launder your clothing, because although it's normally forbidden to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, there are certain times when it's permitted to do so, you have nothing else to wear and so. And therefore, if that's the case, you have nothing else to wear, you need to launder your clothing to wear it, you'd be able to dig this in the ground. Again, although it does require substantial tircha, but it is permitted because it's from the Tzarech HaMoed, and a person needs it. It does require the amount of work that is involved is not considered to be tircha meruba, not excess work, so therefore becomes permitted. Now there are others, Noli Tosos on the Daf Ches, who understands that we're talking about dealing with dead people and their burial, etc., and therefore Nevreches, talking about a laundromat, would not be appropriate here. Therefore, he understands what this nivreches is the pool, not to launder clothing, but rather to wash and purify the body. This is part of the tahara process after a person dies for the corpse prior to burial, like what the Chevra Kadisha does. And that's what's the context here, says the Tosvos, but the Bar Tanura learns, like I said before, that it's for laundry. And the Mishnah picks up with the topic of Va'aron im hames b'chatzer. One may also make a coffin for the deceased in the courtyard in which the corpse is to be found. That is to say, we're concerned that if a person were manufacturing a coffin in another courtyard elsewhere, people would hear the noise of making a coffin and think that that person is doing regular malacha on a Chol HaMoed, which is certainly forbidden. But if it's in the same place where the corpse is, of course, the local people know that someone died here, also know that the sound they're hearing is the sound of making a coffin for immediate burial. Because of that, the lach would be, according to Tana Kama there, that if this was a famous dead person, a famous person who had died, I should say, so then everyone knows who it is, and therefore even in a different chatzar would be okay. And similarly, if it was a small village, let's say, where everyone knew everyone's business, so then everyone knows someone died, and therefore everyone know that the to the extent it's true that everyone would know that that coffin being built is for that dead person, it would be permitted. Reb Yehuda Oser. Reb Yehuda says, no, you cannot do that. Eleim ken yesh imo nesarim. Even in the... He doesn't disagree with the chatzer part. He just says that the amount of work involved in converting timber into lumber, you know, planing a log of wood from like was a cut down tree into like those the rectangular boards that, from which you make a coffin, that's a tremendous amount of work. And the kind of work that one may not do on Chol HaMoed because A, it's tircha maruba, it's a tremendous amount of work. And second of all, it's not really tzarech hameis. I mean, a person could be born without a coffin. And that being the case is Rehuda, that since it's not an essential thing to do in order for a proper burial, and it's a tremendous amount of work to do on a Chol HaMoed, one may not do so, meaning one may not make a coffin if he doesn't have the lumber ready to put together, and you have to plane the wood to make it into lumber. And that, nevertheless, the halacha isn't like Rehuda, the halacha is like Tanakama. That means that as halacha is like Tanakama, not Rehuda, so one may produce a coffin even from logs, provided that it's evident that to the people who would be listening and hearing and seeing, because that the coffin is being made for the sake of the person who just passed away on Chol HaMoed.